This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, staff, and good morning all participants, and good evening to many of you to this fourth meeting of the Human Rights Design Team in the framework of the CCWG on Accountability Workstream 2. And we've seen quite an interesting discussion developing over the on the list in the past week, so I'm sure we'll have a very inspiring call. It's great to see you all here. So first of all, I'd like to ask if there are any points anyone would like to add to the agenda. And in the meantime, I'll ask the staff to do a quick roll call of everyone that is on the list. So could the people who are only on the phone bridge please make themselves known so that it is clear for the archives who have participated in this call. So there is no one on the phone bridge who is not in Adobe Connect as well. That's great.
Yes, actually, I'll be joining shortly. I'm only on the phone bridge at the moment, Cheryl Langdonor.
Thank you, Cheryl. That's noted. As absentees, we have I received a note from Nigel Roberts that he cannot make the call today. And I did not receive any further notifications. Are there any changes to statements of interest that people would like to declare here? No changes to statements of interest. So that means that we are...
The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
That means that there are no other things left for administrivia, so we can go ahead with the content discussion of our call. Are there any other additions or suggested other points for discussion in the agenda? Okay, so then I propose we go ahead with the discussion of the first document that seems to be shaping up quite nicely, which is the summary on what was agreed and discussed on human rights during Workstream 1. So can I ask Tatiana, who has been doing a lot of the work on this, and perhaps Greg, to give a short presentation on where the document is right now. Yes, Tatiana, please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Tatiana Chopina is speaking for the record. Well, I think we did finalize the document, and I don't think there is any real need to go through it again on this call because we did this two meetings ago. What was added, like introduction was modified a bit, but nothing significant, just to provide a bit more clarity. And we also added the conclusion, which refers to the Annex 12, that lists the tasks of this group. So maybe it would be worth for us to go through them at some point, not now, of course, just to see the frame for our discussion. Because I think the Annex 12 actually nicely frames what we have to consider. And somehow in all these discussions which we already have, I think we might have forgotten of some of the issues, or let's say about the general frame, that it should be in the context of ICANN's mission or scope, that yes, it has to be consistent with different things like ICANN's existing processes and protocols, and consider the effects of the bylaw. So, yeah, basically, I think the document is finalized now, so anyone can access it and just see. And if there are any questions, I believe that any participant of this group can ask them on the list. And I believe that either me or Greg or Nils or David, who composed this document, would be happy to answer or elaborate further on any of the points in the text. But one more point. I saw the discussion on the mailing list again on the Ragi principles. So maybe it would be worth to read this document again and see that we decided that Buddha would be no blind commitment to Ragi principles and why we decided so. So that's all from me. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Tatiana, for both the work and the presentation. I would like to send out a short reminder to everyone on the call to please mute your microphone when you're not speaking. Greg or David, do you have anything to add to the presentation of Tatiana of this document?
Well, this is Greg. I don't really have anything at the moment, but I think we'll come back. You know, as discussions develop, I'll definitely have more to say. Thanks.
Thank you very much also, Greg, for this short note and also your work on this. So that leaves us with quite a developed document, so I would like to open the floor for discussion on this document, or else we can go forward to approval of this document by the sub-team. I don't see a... I see a queue. Tatiana, please go ahead.
Yeah, Nils, I'm sorry, but I think it's too early to approve this document. It was just sent, half an hour ago to the group. Maybe we can approve it on the next call so everyone will have time to have a proper look at it. Thanks.
That sounds great, Tatiana. But before even going there, I'd like to see if there are more comments on the document as is. So it doesn't seem the case. So I think your proposal is very good. So that we leave the Kavus, please come in.
Yes, good time to everybody. I'm very grateful to Tatiana that said that we don't approve the document. I don't understand why you were rushing to approve something. I mean, usually we should not decide on anything in one meeting. May you kindly consider that we are dealing with a very, very sensitive issue. Therefore, we should keep in mind that not hurrying up to anything. Particularly when document arrived a few minutes ago and I was not able to read it at all. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kavus, and you are all perfectly right. We should not approve it right now. So perhaps we can, since there are no other comments on the content of the talk, we can leave the document open this week for final comments, and then we can seek to finalize it and approve it by next week if there are no content issues with the document. So that is, I think that will be then finishing the second point of the agenda. So I suggest we go forward with the discussion of the next document that's on our list, namely that's the document on the concerns people might have of adverse impact of the framework of interpretation that the bylaw might have. There have been a few additions to this, but not a lot. This might also be attributed to still the unavailability of Paul Toomey to these documents, but I do think it's good to have a short look at this document. Are there other people who have been adding to this document, like John, David, or Greg, who would like to say something about this document? Or whether people would like to take a discussion from the list relating to concerns and bring up those points here. Greg, please come in.
Thanks, Greg Chapman, again, for the record. I think, you know, compared to the first document, this document is in a far more early stage of development. I think that we probably need to consider how to expand it and also how to organize it into perhaps, sections. Just so that it can kind of grow better organically. And I think, as we note concerns in the course of our discussions, should try to bring them back into this document. That said, I think that, reflects right now, I think, a number of concerns, certainly that I've raised, but I don't necessarily think it, covers everyone's concerns. And some people may have concerns that are almost opposite of concerns I've raised. I've raised a few times concerns about watching out for our scope getting too broad and going past our remit and the like. And I've seen an email, at least one, that kind of thought that I was looking at things too narrowly. So, in the spirit of honest discussion, that's probably a concern, even if it is a countervailing concern to one that I would raise. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Greg, for opening discussion on this point, and I see a queue is forming. Cavus, please come in.
Yes, Neil. Is it possible to kindly request you and Secretariat to put the document that we're discussing on the screen? Because there is a hyperlink. If you open that target link, we miss the screen, and I cannot ask for the floor. So is it possible that you show the document, number one? Number two, I think, at least from my understanding, you're still struggling between respect, enforce, protect. There is a clear statement in the first document in the report of the CCWG that we cannot talk about enforcement because there is no enforcement mechanism. We could not talk about the protection because there is no watchdog. So we should remain with the term respect or any other things that is implementable. So first of all, could you kindly put the document on the screen? And second, distinguish whether still we are struggling with these verbs and so on and so forth. We have sufficient material to discuss saying that respect the human right, in what sense, which one, and how, what criteria, if not respected. But going to these things, enforcement and protection, I think it is widening the scope. Is it not possible to try to resolve this issue first? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cavus. I think that is exactly the job of the design team, so I cannot do that by myself, but I think we need to do that as a group, so that's exactly the task at hand, and thank you very much for reminding us of that. Andrew. Andrew, please come in.
Yes, can you hear me? Thank you very much. I would, Cavus said two things I was going to say. One was about getting it on the screen, but the other one, I agree. I think that there are some real challenges about enforce and protect not just because it's those are difficult things, but it's also unclear to me whether they fit within our mandate and whether we can even practically do them. I was asking myself, who is doing the enforcing and who is doing the protecting? I think respect is already a thing that's going to be, it can take some time for us to define and for us to determine what the action is around it. And my strong sense is we should start with that one and see where we can go. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Andrew. I'm very sorry. I had a slight fluctuation in the audio. I might be far away in Australia. So could you please repeat what you think we should stuck with or stay with for the moment?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very well. Sorry.
Okay, terrific. No. I was agreeing with what Kabuzo could have to say, almost exactly the same thing, that I am concerned that enforce and protect are both difficult, and they seem to be on the very edge of, if not outside of, our mandate. I'm also concerned about who exactly was going to be able to do the enforcing and protecting. I think if our goal is to start with something, to start with understanding exactly what it means for us as a community to respect human rights is a good place to start, and I think that may be a big enough task for us just that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
With respect. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Andrew. That point is very clear. I see Tatiana's hand is up, and she might be able to respond to that. Tatiana, please come in.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Tatiana Tropina is speaking for the record. I totally support this point of view, but I also want to highlight that the bylaw prohibits enforcement and protection. So there is no one who would enforce and protect because we basically banned it from the beginning. But building up on what Kavus and Andrew said, when we are talking about respect, and this is the only thing we are going to do, why do we need to consider enforcement and protection, in my opinion? Not to consider ICANN doing them, but to consider at least them somehow, is to draw the clear line between respect and enforcement and protection. For example, take this debate about RAGI principles, which happened in the Workstream 1. The definition that RAGI principles provide for respect, the part B of this definition about mitigation and some other points in RAGI principles about seeking for remedy, in my opinion, are going to the direction of enforcement and protection. And this is why we first, of course, we need to define respect, what respect means, but we also have to distinguish it from enforcement and protection exactly to address the concerns that Andrew and many other people raised, including ICANN legal, that there would be claims which will drag ICANN into this gray area of enforcement and protection. And this is why I completely agree with Kavus and Andrew that we have to concentrate on respect. But then the next task would be to distinguish respect from enforcement and protection things.
Thank you very much, Tatiana. Greg, please come in.
Thanks, Greg Shatton again. And, you know, building on what I've heard and agreeing with those who've come before, you know, I think we have to be very careful about these verbs, respect, protect, and enforce, and, you know, to raise but not necessarily agree with Nigel. If our version of respect is different than kind of the RUGI principles version, or if our application of it needs to vary from it in application, we're going to need to be explicit about that as we, you know, create this framework of interpretation for those who come after us to actually interpret with. And I think that, you know, even the RUGI principles themselves create certain challenges in doing that. For instance, as I read it, and, you know, others may be more steeped in this than me, but the duty to protect is a state duty expressed in there. So in a sense, we couldn't protect. And I think enforcement is also phrased as a state duty. On the other hand, there are all sorts of things that can be done that are really tantamount to enforcement. I think principle 19 refers to, in passing, but clearly refers to leverage that can be used by one business in trying to cause another business to take steps to deal with human rights concerns, or at least human rights concerns that the first business wants to. So, and more clearly, we have contracts which themselves have enforcement mechanisms, and we also have the ability to potentially, you know, remove, you know, to terminate contracts, and even, you know, potentially to challenge the delegation of TLDs. So, while we shouldn't get into the business of enforcement, and indeed the bylaw says we shouldn't, there are a lot of tools that could be at ICANN's disposal that really will amount to enforcement, which means I think we need to be even more careful as we go forward not to stumble into de facto enforcement. Thanks.
Thank you very much for this comment, Greg. I see Cavus in the queue. Cavus, please come in.
Yes. Do you hear me, please?
We hear you very well.
Thank you. I don't know which point we have to start first, whether we have to start with what is the human right and the talking that which word we use. But suppose that one of the item of human right is freedom of expression. How you enforce the freedom of expression? You push the people to talk? You push the people to what? How you can enforce that? And then how you can protect that? You can respect that, provided that you try to elaborate more the scope of respect. But I don't think that either of the word enforcement and protect works in reality. We should not talk on abstract. We should talk of implementation, of reality. I don't think that we should get into the trap of these two verbs. And if you read the first the document of the CCWG, there are explanation about this too. So why we start to spend so much time on one person or two persons that they wanted to struggle between these three? We never get out of that. Even with respect to only one, we would have serious difficulty how to implement that. So let us please not go to the trap of enforcement and protect. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cavus. David, I see your hand is up. Please come in.
Thank you, Niels. It's David McCauley for the record. I think I've mentioned this once or twice on list, but listening to Greg and Tanya, I agree with both of them. And on the concern for the concept of respect drifting towards enforcement, protection, et cetera. And, in fact, I saw a comment in the chat, and I think I've seen it on list, and I say this respectfully, with talking about if we develop something, I think it's important to recognize that we're not, our job is to interpret a bylaw. It is not to develop policy. There are very well-organized mechanisms for ICANN to develop policy. And we are dealing with the concept of respect, not just of respect for human rights, but it's limited. We're dealing with interpreting a bylaw that says that a respect for internationally recognized human rights. It's not just any human right. And it even goes further and says, as required by applicable law. Our remit is narrow, and I am with Greg and Tanya saying we have to keep these in mind. That's our job. And thank you for giving me the opportunity, Niels.
David, thank you very much. David and Greg, I think those are old hands. So just going forward on that assumption. I'll continue the queue to Tijani. Tijani, please come in.
Thank you very much, Neil. Tijani speaking. I have had a look to the workstream one output to annex 6, and I saw that there is 7 bullet points listed as more or less the task of the work stream 2, and no mention of enforcement, no mention of protection. As everyone said now, we are about respect human rights. So let's start by defining and have a common ground on understanding of the respecting human rights, and then we can continue. But please don't widen our scope. We are only about that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani, and all people commented before. I think there is now a clear understanding that we want to focus on understanding, well, the three words, which has already been also a direct question from for this design team all along. What does it mean to respect? What does it mean to protect? What need to enforce? So we need to focus on respect because that's our positive obligation. So what could be constructive ways forward? And there has been a discussion in the chat on the RUGI principles. Should we go through the RUGI principles and see which ones apply in the current form to ICANN and which ones not? Or what would be a constructive way forward to go about this? I see David, Tatjana, and Cavus, hands are up. So very curious to hear how you think we should go forward. David, please come in.
Thank you, Niels. With respect to the RUGI principles, I've been following the list, and I have seen recommendations that we sort of incorporate the RUGI principles and then eliminate parts that may not apply. And I would take it just the reverse, and I think Marcus just made a comment along the lines in the chat. I think because ICANN's job is so sensitive, and because the bylaw in 1.2b subsection 8 is so limited, I think that what we should do with RUGI is we have plenty of time where we can go through those principles, but I don't think they should be incorporated into a framework of interpretation until we all agree that they should be interpreted into a framework of interpretation. And I think we should take that approach rather than importing them wholesale and then trying to weed them out. Thank you.
Thanks very much, David, for that suggestion. Tatjana, please, go ahead.
Thank you. Tatjana Tropina is speaking for the record. I totally agree with David, and that's what I was actually going to say. But as a practical matter, I believe that maybe we can put RUGI principles to the document, or send them to the mailing list and let people comment. And I don't believe that it would be about using RUGI principles, but just of the applicability or maybe usability of some of the provisions for the framework of interpretation. Because I believe that some of the wording of the principles, like let's say 11 or 15, might provide us with other guidance. But all in all, I think that RUGI principles are out unless we decide that they are in. By default, they should be out. Another point and the last point in this intervention. I believe that there was very good points that Paul Toomey made about RUGI principles. And I do think that we shouldn't rush this discussion, and maybe it would be worth to start it, but to also wait for Paul to intervene, because he really had lots of experience and he managed to convince many of us on the call who were more or less pro-RUGI principles that they shouldn't be applicable in the ICANN in that form. So that would be my suggestion. First, Google Doc or email and comments, and then also I'm looking forward to Paul Toomey's points about RUGI. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Tatjana. Cavus, please come in.
Yes, Neil. If you want to put RUGI principle in the document for discussion, we must have consensus on that. We are not convinced that we need to spend time on that, because I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel with that. But if there is a consensus, put it on the discussions, but with some limited time. We should not discuss meetings and meetings of these principles, whether it applies or not. You could give them a chance, one or two rounds,
first on the email reflector, and then one time discussion, and the next time you decide yes or no, and which one applies. But first, we should have consensus, whether they put it or not. I think the spec is something we have, and we could concentrate on that. I am not in favor of putting protect, nor putting the other one to enforcement. Because enforcement, you should have a mechanism how to enforce that. Who will enforce that? It is very difficult. I have no problem, instead of enforce, you use some other verb and so on and so forth. Respect and enhancement, but enforcement has a legal meaning. You should have a mechanism to implement the enforcement. Please kindly look for any consensus to put these ROGI principles into the discussions. That would be very risky, and you would not get out of it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this guidance, Kavus. Greg, please come in.
Thanks, Greg Chatton, again, for the record. I think, certainly, I would agree with David and Tatiana that we need to start with the idea that the REGI principles are out until any part of them is in. And unfortunately, I think we may end up cherry picking from them, as much as I dislike cherry picking in other contexts, or interpreting them heavily. I do think, though, given the absence of other inputs, we need to either consider whether there are alternative documents that could be helpful in addition to or instead of the RUGI principles. I'm not aware of any in particular other than those that themselves build on the RUGI principles, but they could be out there. Or we could start from scratch. But I think that unless we do start from scratch, I think we kind of have to at least make a nod to the RUGI principles, especially since we, state in the positive that ICANN should respect human rights, and state in the negative that ICANN should not enforce or protect human rights, as those are outside of its role. I also have looked briefly at the instantiation or the implementation for FIFA, which you just highlighted in the chat, and I see that a couple of their points, the points that I made earlier are very much echoed in here on page 14, that talks about how an enterprise's influence or quote unquote leverage affects how quickly and effectively it can address risks to human rights, and that it's important to think creatively about leverage and how to use it, and goes on to say that leverage can come through the terms of contracts and their enforcement, through commercial and other incentives, or public advocacy joint action with other organizations, through personal relationships and quiet persuasion. That's a rather active definition of respect, and I think it gets into a certain amount of enforcement, so it kind of underlines my earlier kind of unease with how much pressurizing could be involved in some definitions of respect. So I think we do have a task ahead of us that will be painstaking. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Greg. I see Kavus' hand is up. Kavus, please come in.
Yes, Neil. I think Greg jumped into a conclusion. He said that, yes, we should put respect the human right, and we should put that not enforce nor protect.